कस्याश्चित् नाट्य विक्षिप्त कुंडल तिसमंडितं गंडम गंडे संदधत्या अदात्तांबुल चर्वितं। General meaning is perhaps there.
Oh.
We will go to Sararth Darshani and Vaishnava Darshani. Your kasyaschit word, any. Lust. Is low. तत्र एक अंशगतः बाहुं कृष्णस्य उत्पल सौरभं चंदन आलिप्त माघ्राय हृष्ट रोमो चुचुंबः। इन लास्ट श्लोक इट हैज बीन रिटन दैट एनी गोपी टुक द हैंड्स ऑफ कृष्ण विच वाज which was
decorated sandal,
which has scent like
lotus,
and chandan was there, decorated by chandan. Aghraya hrishta romo chuchumbah, and she kissed the hands of Krishna. Who was she? She was certainly Shyamala. Who is Shyamala? I told you at first that there are four groups of gopis: Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Tatastha, and Suritpaksha. Srimati Radhika, Swapaksha, Lalita Vishakha, Chitra, Rupmanjari, all other are Swapaksha. Who are Swapaksha? Those Sakhi who are
tadatma with, who have one feeling with
Madhusneha. Madhusneha. Madhya bhav. Krishna is mine. This. And those who have tadiyabhav means dakhinya bhav. And madhya bhav, Bhamya bhav. Bhamya bhav is so snigdha. Snigdha?
Smooth.
Snigdha means like ghee, but no sweet. Sweetness is not there. And in Madhusneha,
honey,
both things.
Sweet and smooth.
Smooth, both. It has Bhamya bhav. All things depends on Madhya and Tadiya. Mm. That is Bamme and Dakshina, who is mostly Dakshina Bhav, they are Bipak. And those who are Bamme, they are Swapaksha. But in the middle, two more classes are there. Those who are nearer to Bamme, but yet some Dakshina.
Suhitpaksha.
And she is Shyamala. And like, there are so many. And those who are nearer to Dakshina, but yet having some Bamme bhav, they are Tatastha. Tatastha is kaun?
Example.
Lalita Vishakha, udhar mein Chitra. Chandravali, aur idhar mein Shyamala Bhadra.
Bhadra.
Bhadra. Bhadra is Tatastha for Srimati Radhika, Swapaksha. And Shyamala is Tatastha for Chandravali. So all depends on Dakshina and Srimati Radhika and her Paksha, Swapaksha. Also having some Dakshina, totally not denied having. But especially more Bamme bhav. Shabya also. Shabya has more Bamme, but percentage Dakshin. But Dakshin is less, like 40 and 30. Percent. 60% Bamme, 40% Dakshina. Here he is taking the hands of Krishna and begins to kiss. This is what? Dakshina. But not whole Dakshina. She is not praying, not having the feet, only that bahu. She kept on his bam hand on the here, because Krishna is in the right side of gopis. So she is leftist, but somewhat Dakshina bhav. After that he is telling about we are calling that panda. Here Kashyasya means one gopi was dancing kundal, was dancing
earring,
and she took her cheek and mixed with the cheek of Krishna and took the remnant of betel nut in his hand. Jiva Goswami is telling this gopi seems to be Dakshinya bhava. It seems that the gopi is posing that I am so much tired. And showing that I am tired, he was bending by this
knee
towards Krishna and giving his bhar
where
on Krishna, keeping her cheek on the cheek of Krishna. This was only pretending, her pretending. He wanted to meet Manam, anyhow to meet with Krishna. Then Krishna gave his remnant of betel nut in her mouth, and she wanted like this, so Krishna gave him. Srimati Radhika or her companions could not have done so. Pradat adat tambula charchitam. It has some deep meaning, and srota means hearer, should realize. He don't want to disclose more what was hidden fact in this. Ji Goswami, very little. Nothing more. Next, 13th.
You are also not revealing the hidden fact.
You should know fact. It means that this is Uddipan Bhav. No? Uddipan. Nityanti Gayati Kachit Kujan Nupur Mekhala Parshasthachit Hastabjam Shanta Adhat Staneo Shiva. Nityanti Dancing Gayati Gayanti Kachit, mane anyone, kuchit nupur mekhala. Nupur and mekhala. Mekhala?
Belt.
Ankle belts and waist belts.
Like, not belt, so, kya ho gaya? Like this. This is Kamar. Rest, what?
West belt.
West. Belt mane of Swarn belt.
Golden.
And
bells.
Little bells. Mm. No?
Yeah.
So moving here and there, when they are dancing. And
some.
Sounding very
tinkling
sound.
Tinkling.
Just like
Parshastha Achyuta Hastabjam Shanta Adhat Stanayoshi. And she made a pose, or really she was so much tired. She took up Krishna, who was standing here, dancing by side of her, and took the hands of Krishna and kept it on her breast, as if she was so much tired. Vaishnava Toshin. This is surely be Chandravali. Dakhinna Bhav.
Rightist.
So he is explaining the vilas of Chandravali. Nityati sloka. In this sloka, any one gopi dancing and singing, she became so much tired, and she took the hands of Krishna in her hands and kept that hand on her breast. Kujit. Here Kujit, he is telling that she was singing and dancing, and the Nupur and belt twinklings were in similar ek lay taan man mein chal rahe, in the same
tune,
in the same tune. She did not take the hands of Krishna on her body for herself, for the happiness of her, but for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna was so much tired also. She did not felt her tiredness, but she saw the tiredness of Krishna, and by this she tried to remove the tiredness of Krishna. Shivam, there is a word Shivam. Shivam means Mangal Janak, Kalya, but
auspicious.
And in the same time, Swata, Sukhakar. Swata manik?
Automatically.
Naturally. Sukhaswaru. But Sukhaswaru. For Krishna.
Pleasing.
To please Krishna and also feeling her sukha also.
Pleasure herself.
But her pleasure bar. Pleasure was but in the when Krishna became pleased,
she became
pleased, and she did for only that. So it is called Shivam, otherwise it is but not Shivam. If it was for her, then it was not Shivam. But it was for Krishna, so it was Shivam. So he is telling that here six gopis has been told that their bilases of six gopis: Shyamala, Bhadra, Chandravali, Sabya and Srimati Radhika. Radha ji ka nahi. Ho gaya na? Aur Lalita ji ka. Ye sab ka ye kar diya. Kintu the sakhis are eight. So he has Jiv Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti both has told that they have also been told in them. So he is telling that in the last adhyaya,
chapter,
as Padma was explained in eight gopis, Padma should also be included in this. Saptami. And in Vishnu Puran, from Vishnu Puran they have taken that Bhadra was there also. So this Bhadra is eighth. Lalita Vishakha there. Then Lalita Vishakha.
Chandravali, Saibba, Padma.
Bhadra.
Samala and Bhadra.
Yeah, Bhadra. Yeah, eight. What about Bhadra? She was rightist, na? Nearer to rightist, but having some leftist mood. So Jayadeva Goswami has also told about Bhadra that she was eighth Sakhi, dancing with Krishna and taking the remnants of betel nut in his hand. And for here he has told that he given his betel nut remnant in mouth. So there is some difference. Sarartha Darshani. She was singing and dancing, and she became tired, and she saw that Krishna is also tired somewhat. So she took the both hands of Krishna and put it on her breast. And he dur kiya apna shram. Apna shram ki. She
removed
her tiredness. So it must be Chandravali. Or it may be Padma. Because in the last chapter she has taken the feet of lotus, put feet of Krishna on her breast. Now she is taking the hands of Krishna on her breast. He is also telling like Jiva Goswami that eighth Sakhi is Bhadra, is also there and doing Bilas with Krishna also. Thus, Gopyo Labdha Achyutam Kantam Sriya Ekantaballabham Grihit Kantastad Durbhyam Gayant Gayantyastam Bijahirire. Here Gopya, like this, gopis, ekanta ballabha Krishna, the कांत के रूप में प्राप्त होकर कृष्ण वाज देयर इन अ मूड दैट कृष्ण इज अवर काम साक्षात कृष्ण हियर व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कांत कांत हस्बैंड प्रियतम But actual hidden meaning is kaam ta. Kaam, kamanuga, you know, ta, kanta, or kaam ta, kanta. Ta means Radhika or Gopis. Ta Krishna. Those who satisfied kaam as a Vishaya is कांत एंड लाइक आश्रय काम जो काम को पूर्ण करती है देती है तो दैट इज कांता हियर कांता गोपीज वेरी इजिली हैविंग कृष्ण लाइक देयर कांत सो Krishna, being a kant of gopis, he what like this?
Embraced them around their neck.
Like that. And they began to and at that time they were embracing Krishna. With their hands in his neck, like what? Prarthana karna.
Offering prayers.
Offering prayers. Not to give up this gopi any time, like he has done. Begging, like begging mercy.
Don't leave us
and to give calm
for
that prayer because you are calm to kanta or kan and they began to sing the pastimes of Krishna Thank you.
Here Achyut Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and he also, Jiva Goswami, has traced on Achyuta. No chuti, no
Phaldavali.
What? Chuti means? What he has never written? Chuti, Achyuta.
Never fails.
Mm. Never fail.
Infallible. Mm.
That dancing and singing and doing vihar with gopis, Krishna qualities and beauty or anything of Krishna, kam nahi gaya.
Not
lessened.
Never decreased.
Never decreased.
So he achieved. As he was first beautiful, smiling, and all other qualities, he was just like before. Any man doing labor, he may be tired, and especially with ladies, there will surely be in money
decrease.
But dancing and doing so much vilas, he was as beautiful as he was before, having all the qualities.
Therefore, Achyuta.
Achyuta. Mahima se chyut nahi hona achyut hai. Sri Krishna is so much durlabh and he is ekant ballabh of Lakshmi. Here Lakshmi in singular number is Srimati, and where plural, so many Lakshmi are all gopis. Samay ho gaya che? Also, he is telling that Krishna is more than Vaikunthanath, Lakshminath, and gopis are more than Lakshmis in loving matter, in prem and in vilas. Lakshmi, we have not heard that Lakshmi is dancing anywhere with Narayan and doing so much bilas with Narayan. But they are singing, dancing and doing so much bilas with Krishna. So Lakshmi means Shobha. Shobha means
beauty.
But actually the gopis' beauty is more than Lakshmi in any respect. Because Lakshmi has austerities for serving the lotus feet of Krishna. And Lakshmi could not receive Krishna as a Raman, but gopis had found Krishna as a Raman also. Also Lakshmi Kanta here. Lakshmi wanting Achyut. as a kant, but she could not have, but gopis have.
What is the reason? I mean, Chaitanya Chaitamrita states that Lakshmi could not enter into proper mood.
Proper mood?
When she wanted to obtain Krishna, but she could not.
Because naturally she has not the qualities which are in gopis. Krishna cannot break marjada. And that is why he returned all the Brahman, Jagyapatni. And here also, Krishna did not want to break the marjada of Narayan and Lakshmi. Secondly, he has no Bhamibhav.
No, Dakshin. She is completely Dakshin.
Completely Dakshin. Chandrauli has also Bhamibhav.
Then?
There are so many examples. But yet she was Dakshin in Braja. But for in comparison to Lakshmi and Satyabhama, she is more leftist.
Is that so? Even more than Satyabhama.
Satyabhama and all. But in comparison of Radhika, she is left.
So, in order to be a gopi, there must be some Bhamibhav.
Bhamibhav. But she has no totally Bhamibhav. And she will have to leave her husband and meet Chori Chupe
hidden
in hidden way,
secretly
to Krishna. And she should be certainly gopi, taken this birth in gop and married by any gop. No sons and children. There are two kinds of gopis, Kanyaka and Parodha. They too may be Parakriya. It is not certainly that they should be married, but they should be Parakriya. Being in the house of his father, supported, and she has become matured in Vyasandhi. And he is related to Krishna. And not telling anything to anyone, his father and mother and his brother and anyone, is skillfully, stolenly, she likes to meet Krishna.
So Lakshmi cannot behave this way?
Not this way. So, Lakshmi has no these qualities, Parakriya Bhava. In these Kanyaka, even they are not married, but yet they are Parakriya. But there are some gopis, Kanyaka, which has been not married, but Parakriya, but they are Swakriya. Their austerities to Katyayani, that Krishna may be their husband. Only that.
They never got married.
They were not married.
Yeah, in Radhakrishna Ganadesha Dipika, it mentions some of them not.
These are Kanyaka. But yet, Parakriya. A Proudha are those who have been married, but no child. Namin Vivahita, newly married. And if they have children, then Krishna will not accept them as a parki or anything. They will be checked by their husbands anyhow, and they will not be allowed to go in rash or to meet Krishna anyway.
Srimati Radhika, Srimati Lalita Devi, they have no children, but they are not newly married either.
They are newly married. Always. There is Abhiman. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that only Abhiman does everything there. Krishna has no birth there. But yet still Yashoda and Nanda Baba has more that Krishna is our son. So gopis all newly married. So no child. Like this. Jar Parvati. Krishna cannot live a moment without gopis. This is the lakshana of
symptom
of Kanta. And those gopis who cannot leave Krishna for a moment, they are Kanta. So Krishna don't like to leave a moment gopis, so he has done so. It seems then Krishna is more eager for Ras than gopis. And that is he called them from their homes by his Basuri. And he told to go also. This is indication that they should not go, they should be there. So here Jiva Goswami is telling that here Sukadeva Goswami has shown the more Mahatma of gopis than Satyabhama, Rukmini and Lakshmi and all other queens of Bhagavata avatars. So Uddhava has told, he has told?
Nayam Sangulitam Dharate Prasad.
What to tell about us, Uddhava? Even Lakshmi Devi could not have occasion, fortune, to have Krishna like so, that he has given his hands in the neck of, around the neck of gopis. If Lakshmi is not having this, so what to tell for other semi-gods' wives or Krishna avatars' wives? And this is that in Ras Utsav, Sakshat Manmat Manmat Krishna was begging pranay bhiksha from gopis, keeping his hands around the necks of gopis.
Are you
talking today?
Maharaj, I have a question, small question. It's not about this subject, but yesterday I went to the Tulsi Mala shop to buy some counterbeads. I asked him, how do you get these Tulsi beads. So many, you're making so many Tulsi beads. So, how do you do it? So he explained that they plant the seeds and the trees grow, and then when they die they make the beads. But it seems as if they plant the tulsis specifically to get the wood to make, not so much to get the leaves for offering, and they're not doing regular puja. They have, it is like a business. Is there anything wrong with that?
They are doing business certainly.
Huh.
And they don't care for tulsis. They plant, give water, and after that, if tulsi is mature, then they did not give water or anything.
Yeah.
And they don't. And if you are out of all these things, we can do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If easily it is arranged to have, then very good. Otherwise, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Sukadeva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and all others.
Because, you know, when we are preaching all over the world, there is a great need for so many Tulsi beads. And if, how else can you get so many Tulsi beads unless they do like that?
And also, they do by other means, another kinds of oats they mix and do.
See, I had asked a question to you many years ago, and I explained to you that in the Philippines it is possible to grow very nicely Tulsi Devi. And I asked you whether we could plant many, many Tulsi trees and water them. And then in the future, see, I had asked a question to you many years ago, and I explained to you that in the Philippines it is possible to grow very nicely Tulsi Devi. And I asked you whether we could plant many, many Tulsi trees and water them. And then in the future, when they give up their body, use them for making beads.
Mm.
So, is it wrong to do like that?
Nothing.
Is it all right?
Because atmosphere will be affected that tulsi, and it is good for whole atmosphere.
And even pollution.
No harm.
No harm.
Because we can grow very nicely Srimati Tulsi Devi. She can grow 6 foot, 8 foot high.
Where?
In Philippines. But she can grow 6 or 8 foot easily. And this thing, like
oh,
a tree.
Oh, right.
So it's so popular.
So it's good to do, no harm. As long as we keep watering her.
If your Maharaj or our Maharaj can do that, there are so many Grihastha Vaishnava. Ne? In bhakti, no. Yes. No explanation, or not anywhere it is given that they should be married or unmarried. Bhakti is to do. But I have seen my Guruji also, your Guruji, that there are so many girls.
Unmarried
and,
girls.
And there are so many
boys.
And they want also to be married. They are not like Jiva Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami. Ne? Then what to do? They should be married. And our Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, has written Sanskar Deepika, and in that Deepika he has
written the all these things, how to marriage, how to samskar, how to name samskar, everything he has given. So they have done. I said, let you should be married. But to marriage is not bhakti. No, marriage is not bhakti. But they have allowed in some circumstances. So it has not written that you should do business with Tulasi. We should not do. But yet, how to have Tulasi Mala? So far, माने जो निम्न वाले व्यक्ति हैं, जो बिजनेस करना चाहते हैं, पैसा भी कमाना चाहते हैं, वो लोग इसको करेंगे।
Yeah, the idea is not to make profit from tulsi.
You are not.
No.
But you will not do this.
No.
You can, माने उनको उत्साह दे सकते
हैं। Encourage someone.
Yes. Encourage them once.
Yeah.
To whom you will encourage? They have some bhakti also, and also tendency of doing so.
And even they may not make any profit. They may sell the tulsi beads very inexpensively, and any money give to the deity.
They can do.
Huh?
And seeing your these things, any third person will do business. You are seeing all these things.
Yeah, that's true.
There are some, both things, some good things and bad things in one thing. For good persons, it is good. For bad persons, unqualified persons, these are bad things. So we should go in middle way. So many persons comes here to have tulsi leaves for medicines, for tea, for any rogue.
What do you say to that?
Then we become puzzled. They in a so mood, one is dying. And for medicine they require. What to do? And they are weeping for a tulsi leaf. What should be done?
Give them. One time my Guru Maharaj was told that you should take the tulsi in a tea. He said, no, I won't do that. We don't do this.
This is good. But anyone is telling that his son is dying.
Yeah, then you have, for them you have.
What to do? So we should see the case and then determine what to do. We don't take Bhagan, Loki in Chaturmasya, but in Kartik Mas. We don't take. But when anywhere we go and it comes as a Mahaprasad, what to do? When we have gone to Govindaji in Jaipur or in Vrindavan, anywhere.
Yes, can.
Automatically it has come. Then what to do?
My saying and iskan.
I especially do that anyone should not see and take by doing.
Why carrots are forbidden?
Huh?
Why bhakti should why Srila Bhakti Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he said carrots are not good.
Carrot? Gajar is not good.
Why?
Because
carrot halava is very good.
It has tendency of tamasic bhav and increases kam bhav. Krodha. So we should not take.
Not at all.
I have not taken. But in boyhood I used to take. Here I see that everyone takes and they come to then I tell them that you should not take red gajar, but you can take some for medicine this yellow gajar. There are two kinds of yellow and red. I tell that you should not take a red.
What about that beet?
Beet, I have seen that Prabhupada has taken, or Gurudev used to take beet. But
red.
I have not taken in boyhood. I know that this is tamasic. I do pranam to them, but as our Gurudev has taken, but I don't.
What about potato?
Potato is beetaker.
No, but in Puri, in Jagannath Puri, they don't use it.
We are not leftist then, like that.